talk all over the news. A lot of the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, going on in Las Vegas. We found out about some in previous interviews about like things with televisions or things related to sports, adaptive type of things. Well, today we're going to talk with the head of United Healthcare Innovation Center of Excellence. It's Dr. Robin Tangella, who joins us to give us some insight into what technology is helping us improve our health. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning to you.
Let's start out with some of the things. There's many things, obviously, to see there, but what has piqued your interest as far as the healthcare field?
Oh, no, absolutely. There are many things, and I think the healthcare exhibits are, getting bigger. Every year I come back, I see many more. So I think this year for me, particularly, what was really fascinating is to see, several more smart devices and sensors that can, help us track activity, track sleep, monitor glucose levels. So devices are getting smarter. And I think the goal, again, is to help us become smarter. The other thing was, a fitness gear company, a company that makes T-shirts and shoes for fitness gear, partnering with a large company like IBM Watson to take all the data that's generated from activity, analyze it, and give it back to us and say, hey, here's what you can do differently, or here's what you should be considering for your next workout or the next meal. So it's interesting to see how all of these companies that are somewhat outside of traditional healthcare are trying to, play a meaningful role within healthcare. There were quite a few exhibits and even conference sessions that talked a lot about leveraging data that is generated from these devices and how intelligence can be derived from the data so that, the patient or a consumer is more informed or the physician is more informed, which I thought was where we need to go. Quite a bit of discussion about genetics and genomics, understanding one's genetic blueprint through a simple test and then trying to leverage that to, make lifestyle changes or modify some behaviors. And I thought it was a session with Dr. Deepak Chopra, where he particularly talked about how we behave in the environment and how our own external experiences can, in fact, influence what our genes do inside the body. So I thought, science is headed, it's just jumping leaps and bounds, and it was very interesting to see some of those conversations. And
one of the things that I see on the list here that's very interesting to me is the predictive medicine kind of anticipating potential problems. How is technology helping us doing that?
Right. I think basically these smart technologies, what they are doing is they are constantly monitoring, right? So combine that with how our clinical science has headed, where we know that, for instance, 15 minutes before a heart attack or 15 minutes before an episode of hypoglycemia, this is what tends to happen. So now you have these devices that are constantly monitoring for that, and so they're able to alert the individual. In some cases, if it's somebody who's dealing with a couple of conditions, they're also able to alert the physician. So instead of waiting till something happens, I think now we have the opportunity to catch things much sooner. And also, when we get real-time data about how we are doing and how, for instance, the glucose levels are, during a day, we can make immediate changes. So almost avoid some of those negative consequences. So, yeah, absolutely. I think the more data that is being generated within health and healthcare, the many different ways in which it's going to be applied, and one of the big ones is that predictive power of data.
Doctor, do you think there will come a point, there will come a time in which most people wear sensors or have some sort of item on them that helps this cause?
Well, so it's interesting you asked that question. There was a speaker yesterday who I think had a chart that said that today 15% of individuals just refuse to wear any form of a wearable device sensors are different, but any wearable device. But what is interesting is that 85% of us want to wear it. And so I think those numbers might shift, hopefully, towards the higher end. And I personally feel that, instead of a device just being a device, if it is also able to tell you something meaningful and say, consider this, give you some recommendations, I think more people will adopt it. Otherwise, it just becomes a case of, let me try this next new shiny object, and then we give it up. Or,
Right, it is. Well, this is the Consumer Electronics Show, so these are things for the consumer. We know about medicine, and you go to a hospital, and there's all these machines, and a lot of technology kind of shows up there first, or if you have an ailment, maybe then you become familiar with it. But these are things that I guess people can start, you know, buying off the shelf and utilizing to what we've known around here when we talk with our folks locally about health is about knowing your numbers. I guess kind of getting a baseline of where these important numbers are, but your physician is still going to be a part of this, right?
Absolutely. I think the role of the physician will not diminish. It might just alter a little bit. Now, think about it. Even the physician is that much more informed because they are getting data that they didn't have previously. I mean, many of us go to see a physician once or a couple of times a year, and the physician doesn't know what's going on in your life when you're not in the office. So now technologies and these companies behind the technologies can find a way to just summarize what life looks like outside of the physician's office so that the physician can also do a much better job of, you know, taking care of us, because today they don't have the information to help us. So absolutely, the role of the physician is critical.
And, of course, these types of devices, they have things for different type of people during their different lives, you know, probably things for infants as well as for the elderly, I suppose.
Yes, they actually had, it's interesting you mentioned infants. There was something for infants to monitor them if they're, you know, by themselves in a different room. There were devices for the elderly. There were smart home technologies that were on display. There was continuous glucose monitoring that was on display. Body composition, activity trackers, like I said. I mean, there's just a ton of them.
Yeah. You're not going to tell me that in the future somebody's going to come out with a report that says wearing wearable devices with electronic sensors in them causes some mutation in the body, which then is hazardous to our health?
I think, you know, I hope not, because here's the thing. As these companies are developing the technologies today, they are accountable for the safety of those devices. So I'm sure that they're keeping an eye on that, and, yeah, hopefully we don't see that report.
Well, it's always interesting to see what science is doing related to the field of medicine, and we appreciate your time this morning and for having you get out there and see what's on those 17 or 30 football fields worth of information over at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Dr. Raman Tangella, our guest today from the United Healthcare Innovation Center of Excellence, thanks for sharing a bit of the new information. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.